Proclamation number 6801, dated the April 8, 1957. Satan's and the demons' activity during the last days. All demons will be unleashed during the last days of the end. Hell will spout out its most evil spirits, and the Prince of Darkness will transfer his thoughts onto them to act destructively amongst people on Earth. A new humans will be living in the midst of his domain and will be in constant danger of being devoured by hell and its forces. But they cannot compel you. As yet, it is still up to you to let them be victorious or to defend yourselves against their onslaughts, and you'll truly not be at their mercy, because the good spiritual world will also stand by your side. It will merely wait for your call in order to be able to help you. All hell will have broken loose, and God's adversary will know that you won't have much time left and will really make every possible use of this final time of his. And many hellish forces will take possession of people if they don't resist them, if they themselves delight in the conduct by the evil world. The demons will try to take control of their own kind. They will take possession of their body and then commit truly evil things. And that alone is a sure sign of the end. For only too often they will have an easy game. People will follow if their suggestions only too willingly and scrupulously accomplish what the former demand of them. The Prince of Darkness will have truly gained great power over people, and therefore his activity will become ever more obvious. After all, he believes himself able to win the final battle against God. Consequently, he will not leave any stone unturned in order to incite people against God. He will not even shy away from assailing those who want to work for God. He will use his accomplices to cause them grief with the intention to destroy their faith in God, and he will try to extinguish any light coming forth from God. His arrogance will know no bounds, and thus he will exalt himself above God to an extent that it will result in a speedy end to his activity. However, people will be drawn into this battle and should prove themselves therein. For they will not be without knowledge about God's love and power, and will be able to call upon him for protection and help in every adversity, which then will definitely be granted to them. Thus no human being will need to be afraid of this coming adversity and pressure on part of the dark world, because the path to God is open for everyone and no person can be prevented from taking it. The demonic activity is also easily distinguishable by every individual and would be able to make them think. And, thus, these forces will fight in vain wherever people are of good will, because they're on God's side and the world of light will form a wall around them. You humans should indeed be careful and always on your guard, but you need not be fearful, for your resolve will banish the danger or defend against it. And therefore the direction of your will depends entirely on you. Every look you take into the adversary's realm is noticed by his vassals, who constantly entice you ever deeper into their domain. This is why great care is required, but all those who have the serious will to resist them are also guaranteed to receive strength. You can certainly be tempted, but not be forced. Nevertheless, it will be and remain a fight for those of you who want to remain faithful to God, which will last until the end. You will be able to survive it and emerge victorious. For you can expect as much protection and help from God's side as his adversary can gain influence over you, and you decide for yourselves to whom you concede more right. However, the activity of hell and its forces will be recognizable everywhere, and people more than ever will give way and hand themselves over to them. And therefore the time will come when God himself will put a stop to his adversary's activity and put him and his followers into chains, so that there will be peace again amongst people of good will. Amen.